Please join me in the call to worship, and this morning it is found on page 222 in the hymnal, Psalm 103. And if the congregation would read what's in bold, that will work, so I will start us off. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who grants you steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good as long as you live.
The Lord works vindication and justice for all who are oppressed. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far he removes our transgressions from us.
Peace. us from night to never-ending day. Fill all our lives with love and grace divine. And glory, Lord, who art thee.
Prayer of invocation is printed in the bulletin. Please pray with me.
Our Father, we come to you as your children this day to honor you for your great love for us. We come from various places, places of celebrations, places of wantonness, places of grace, places of despair, places of community, places of loneliness, and places of hurt and pain, to a place of hope and healing. As a father gives to his children what they need to grow and develop, so you give to us from the bounty of earth and the abundance of your love. We thank you. We know you are present as we gather to worship, as the still speaking God. Speak to us afresh this day, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of God, which passes understanding, is the peace of God that we share one with another. In your heart is a place of peace and love. It is the only thing that is eternal. It's what we sang of in the Gloria Patri. World without end is a world of love and peace. And so as we begin our service this morning, we welcome one another and give them that greeting. Today is Father's Day, so you might wish people a happy Father's Day. Or if you're not sure if they're a father, you could wish them a happy son of a Father's Day. Or if you weren't sure, you could say happy daughter of a Father's Day. So you can, in any way that is from your center of love and peace, greet one another and welcome to this place of worship this day. God bless you as you do.
Very welcome.
Peace.
Peace. Welcome.
Father's
Day. Peace be with you.
Oh. Okay, sorry.
No.
No.
You with me?
Very nice, very nice.
He keeps us out.
Ace on a bat.
Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Happy. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Happy Son of a Father's Day.
Good morning. I'm excellent. How about you?
With you.
We have welcomed one another in the peace and the love of God. What greater welcome is there? To give to everyone that expression of God's welcome for all people, regardless of anything, regardless of where you are in life's journey, regardless of anything about you or anything around you or even anything in you. You are welcome here. This is a church that is open and affirming. That means they're open to all and affirming of all, that we all stand in the presence of a loving God who welcomes us into his presence and pours his love and grace into our lives. So we welcome you this morning to this place of worship, and I appreciate the honor and privilege it is to stand in this place and to speak for God, to speak with the sense that God speaks through all of us and from all of our hearts to one another. There are announcements, or any announcements that need to be made, if you come your way to the microphone, and we just make them rather quickly. Most of the announcements are in the bulletin, and we know that you keep up with those announcements, and we appreciate that, for this is a community of people who gather together in the sight of God and in the service of God's kingdom.
Those of you who were here last week might remember that at the end of my talk about adult education, I said there's more to come, and it's here. So if you would look at the easel in the library end of the Jonathan Edwards room, there's information on a book called Silent Conversations. And we want to start a discussion group, maybe two. The one that we've planned will be at 7 o'clock on Thursday nights. It says 6 in there, but I'll change it. And maybe a daytime group might want to form themselves. And I'm going to put the book on the library table in case you would like to look at it. It'll begin July 10th and go through August 28th. Thanks.
I'm John McKinstry. I just want to say on behalf of the pen and pencil group that you're invited to the coffee hour after church. And if you go on down the hallway, you'll see a display of the paintings of this group and some of the other artists of this church. I'm just going to mention them. Just each one of them has two paintings there: Michelle Gillette, John Kingston, Terry Weiss, Lois Rose, Olga Schwede, Janine Boer, and myself, John McKinstry. And so we just invite you to those. And somebody said, are any of these for sale? And I'm saying, well, just ask the artists, and I'm sure they'll be glad to tell you whether they would like to part with them or not.
Before I begin the gospel reading, there was an announcement that didn't get in the bulletin about the Women's Interfaith Institute, who meet once a month in our church in the Jonathan Edwards room, and it is this Wednesday evening, and there's a notice about that meeting on the bulletin board if anyone wants more information about that. It is open. And now the gospel reading from John, chapter 3. Verses 16, 17, found on page 924 in your pew Bibles. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him.
Amen. So, can we have the children come over on this side? You don't know whether you're a child or not, ask somebody next to you. Want to sit down here? You can all sit down together. All right. Okay. So maybe I'll sit over here so I can look at all you, and they can just look at the back of my not so full head. So, is there something special about today? It's Father's Day. Whose idea was that?
Random persons.
People all over the world, long time ago, in 1910, which is a long time ago, the governor of Washington State said, let's have a Father's Day. It
took a while for it to become a popular thing. In fact, 58 years after Mother's Day, Father's Day was incorporated as a presidential edict by Richard Nixon in 1972. So a little bit behind Mother's Day, but we're here. So what do you think what's the point of Father's Day? Let's see if we can come up with something. Yes.
Celebrate our fathers.
Anything else? Yeah? To honor them. So to celebrate and honor them and to say thank you to them in different ways, to remember all that they've done. What if you don't have a father? What if you don't know your father? What do we say to them? Hard for them to celebrate, right? Or honor? And we don't want anybody to not feel welcome and not want to celebrate. So one of the reasons why today we focus not just on our earthly fathers and being honoring and thankful to them, but celebrating our Heavenly Father, who is the Father of all of us and challenges all of us to know what true fatherhood is. And so we're going to talk a lot about our Heavenly Father's love for us and how eternal, everlasting that love is. Because God is everywhere all the time. And so your Heavenly Father is always with you. Is that a scary thought or a nice thought? Don't know? Don't know what to say in front of all these people. It can be a little scary, and it can really be a lot happy. Really, like, I'm never alone. God, my Heavenly Father, is always with me. While I thank God for my earthly Father and all that He does for me, regardless of anything, our Heavenly Father is always with us. So there's a father's love, but there's also the Heavenly Father's love that we want to honor and celebrate. And that's what we're doing today, honoring and celebrating our Heavenly Father's love for us, as well as honoring fathers in our lives. So let's have a word of prayer together and thank God for our earthly fathers. So bow with me in prayer, please. Lord God, thank you. Thank you for earthly fathers that love their children. Thank you for each of these children and their experience not only of an earthly father, but of a heavenly father. And we rejoice in the same for every one of us as we gather to worship this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Okay. Hey, sneakers.
Scripture reading for this morning from the Old Testament is from Malachi chapter 3 and parts of chapter 4. Then those who feared the Lord talked with each other, and the Lord listened and heard. A scroll of remembrance was written in his presence concerning those who feared the Lord and honored his name. They will be mine, says the Lord Almighty. In the day when I make up my treasured possession, I will spare them, just as in compassion a man spares his son who serves him, and you will again see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve God and those who do not. Remember the law of my servant Moses, the decrees and laws I gave him at Horeb for Israel. See, I will send you the prophet Elijah before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, or else I would come and strike the land with a curse. Bow with me in prayer. Lord God, thank you for your word this morning. Speak to our hearts through it and by it. Take my words, and may they be little in the presence of your voice, as you would speak to each of our hearts of your great love for us. We thank you for the gift of your Son, for the gift of your love. As our Heavenly Father, we rejoice in the love of God shed abroad in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Said amen? Amen. Great is thy faithfulness. You may be seated. For God so loved the world that she gave her one and only daughter. Is that how it goes? I said that once upon a time, and some men in the room were really upset and said, God can't do that. Well, I thought God could do anything and everything that God wanted to do.
But it doesn't make any sense that God would send his daughter, her daughter. Well, why wouldn't it make sense? You see, we think in such earthly ways and concrete ways and one-channel ways that we miss that there's always a reason. And so I began to think, what is the reason that God sent his son? We know it's not because God is only Father, but because this Father had a mission. What was the mission? To lead and to teach men something that men needed to learn. What was that thing? Women already knew it. You see, in the very nature of a woman and her anatomy, she knows what it's like to make room for another in her body. She gives birth. And even if she doesn't give birth, her whole inheritance and heritage as a woman allows for and makes room for the other person. It's why I think women have a better time at relationship building in some ways. It's more natural in some ways. It's supernatural in other ways. And it's supernatural for men. So the reason that God sent his only son, the Father sent the son, is to teach all men something that all men need to learn. So this morning I want you to take three characteristics of the eternal God as Father and imagine those characteristics as implanted in every heart and mind of every man, every boy who might become a father. So what are those three? Courage, calmness, and compassion. So those are the three that I want to look at. In Genesis chapter 1, God created the world. Imagine the courage it took for God to step from where he was in a high and lofty place down into a place where people are closer to him, where he is closer to them, intentionally wanting them to experience the love in his heart for them. The Father's love, so courageous that it created a world free to choose, even if they might choose badly or wrongly. God, with courage, created that kind of a world. And that same God then, years later, entered that world and gifted his son so that that world might know the power of the spiritual reality in the presence of that physical world. It takes great courage for God the Father to give his son, knowing what was coming. So courage. Last Sunday, we celebrated Pentecost Sunday in the burning of fire, in the boldness of the preachers. Where did that come from? It came from the Spirit of courage inside of the heart of God, gifted to the hearts of people. Courage, the Father's courage, gifted to every man to be fathers to their children. And then Malachi the prophet, interestingly enough, in this passage, the whole book of Malachi, a relatively short book, not preached on a whole lot, except maybe on times of tithes and offerings from the third chapter. But today we focus on how this prophet says there's coming a time when the hearts of the Father will be turned towards the children. And the hearts of children would be turned towards fathers. What an amazing world it would be if fathers and children's hearts were turned towards each other. But what was the point? What was Malachi the prophet saying on God's behalf? The last book of the Old Testament is the prelude to the first book of the New Testament. God heard the complaining of Israel through Malachi. And God's response to that was a calm and peaceful response in which he opened his arms
and gave his son, who opened his arms and said, "This is how much I love the world. Come to me, all you that are laboring and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you peace. I will give you love." God invites you and me because of his calmness and peacefulness, sternness and directness as well, but always with a calm and peaceful core. And so as a father, there may be times that I want to correct my children. There may be times that my children want to correct me. But if we can do that with peace in our hearts, with calmness in our spirit, a lot can happen. But if we do it with agitation and anger and hostility, the world lives in agitation, anger, and hostility so much that God wants to teach us how to be honest with each other and to be honest with our children and to let them be honest with us, staying in this calm and peaceful place where God, the Eternal Father, lives and rests and invites us to live and rest in that same place, that place of peacefulness. Charles Barkley, that great theologian, said that Father Time is undefeated. Today I say to you, Father Love is undefeated. Father Love is undefeated. When love and peace flows from the heart of God to all people, regardless of particular religions or particular ways of believing, something will happen on earth that is God's heart's desire, for earth to come back to a place of peace and love where it all began. It is not the world of hostility and anger and injustices that we live in that is forever, thank God. That world is not forever. The world that is forever, the world that we sang in Gloria Patri to, is a world of love and peace. And so at the heart of God, as he responds to the people of Israel, he responds out of peacefulness and with great love for them. And the third characteristic is compassion. Compassion. You heard the psalmist read this morning, but what you didn't hear is the next verse. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on all of us. That's verse 13. Verse 14 says, because he knows how we were formed, he remembers that we are but dust. Right? What does that say? When my son, who is now 35, first heard that when he was a young boy, he decided he would use that. And so every time he got into trouble with dad, he would say, "Dad, remember, I'm just dust." So isn't that something we should all remember? Remember that God is compassionate towards us because he formed us. He knows who we are. He knows the potential that we have. But he also knows that we're but dust. And if ever you question the very compassion of God, and as a father, remind yourself, as we do, that we were once young too. And so we respond from that compassion, just as God responds from compassion. I remember years ago being in a grocery store, pushing the cart around with my son sitting in the front of the cart. And he was singing a song that was popular in those days. And the song went, "I've got my father's eyes."
Most of you know that my son is adopted from Seoul, Korea. So as he was singing that, somebody passing by looked at me and looked at him and says, "I don't think so." But you see, the Father's eyes are anybody's eyes that looks the way the Father looks at the world. And the Father looks at any problem with great courage. And the Father looks at any wrong with eternal peace. And the Father looks at any problem with great compassion. With great compassion. Great is thy faithfulness. God's faithfulness is what we celebrate today. We celebrate two fathers. And we honor them and celebrate them and their role in our lives. And many of you here are fathers, and to you I say, Happy Father's Day. But I also challenge you to look at how you live your life before your children. And do they feel your heart of courage in the midst of adversity, your heart of peace in the midst of trials, your heart of compassion in the midst of wrong? This is the heart of God, the Father, who we gather to worship this day. And this is the heart that I invite you to take in on this day. Bow with me in prayer. Lord God, help us to take in the depth and the wonder of the Father's love. For he indeed wants us to know and live in his courage and his calmness and his compassion towards all people everywhere. In Jesus' name, help us to do. Amen.
Temples leave, thee we would be always known.
salvation perfectly restored in thee. From glory into glory till in heaven we take our place, till we cast our crowns before thee, lost in
Amen. You may be seated. And even as God gave his gift of his Son to the world, for the world to know and to come to believe in love and in peace, so you are given the opportunity to give in service to this church and also in offering and tithes to this congregation so that the work of God might go forward. And this morning, listen intently as Jack Brown comes to sing of this love of God, so rich and pure. Ushers, please come forward.
God from all the blessings flow. Praise Christ the Word in flesh below. Alleluia, alleluia.
God, we receive these offerings from this, your people, gathered in your name, in the spirit of courage and love, giving that the word of God and the kingdom of God might grow on earth, to become on earth as it is in heaven. So bless this offering as we turn to present it to you. Bless each one who has given. Bless those who could not give this morning, but are giving in other ways to the work of the kingdom of God. Bless each one. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So you may be seated. There are many invitations. The most important one is after the service is over, going through the doors to my right into the coffee hour, where you share from hearts of love and care one with another, a true expression of the community of faith gathered in the spirit of the living and loving God. Other invitations you've already heard, but that one is really important. Also, happy Father's Day again to any and all who are fathers, and to the Word of God as you have heard it this morning. Now we proceed to a time of prayerfulness. Joys and concerns. Yes. Join our hearts in this prayer and present it to our God. Amen. Yes, welcome. And family. Special gathering on Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. Prayer. Lord, we ask you to be with Jody right now. The neurological problems from this fall. Help her to know and experience the love of God of this congregation, the appreciation for all that she does in service. In Jesus' name, amen. Anybody else? Yes. Is that an amen or?
Great joy.
Yeah. Amen. Celebrate that joy. I think we should pray for that as well. Thank you, God, for the joys that come. They are part of our hearts and lives this morning. Thank you for this joy. So we want to thank
God, for Tristan and gathering together the family, even as we thank God for the Hendersons and their family as they gather here in worship today. Amen. It's a real... So we thank God for last days. Lord God, we pray for the violence and hostility in our world and the role that guns play in it. Turn the hearts of people, of men, to their children. And end this terrible events of shooting. Amen. Thank you, God, for times of vacation and safe journeys home. Remember Brent and John and Jake on this Father's Day, a special celebration as they gather with family and friends. And as they travel, just be with them and refresh them on their way. Amen. Amen. Thank you for good memories in our hearts. We celebrate them this day. Amen. Let's join in a time of silent prayer that you might offer in silence any prayer that you would offer. Lord God, take the prayers of our hearts in silence offered in these few minutes. Make them heard loudly and clearly. Thank you, O God, that you hear the silent prayers of our hearts and our minds just as loudly as you hear the prayers of our lips. Receive the prayers of our lips and the prayers of our hearts this morning. We pray for our world, that the hostility and violence in our world in so many different places might come to an end. We rejoice that it will one day come to an end, that the world that is the eternal world is the world of love and peace. We celebrate that world, but we long for love and peace to be the mark of this world. We thank you for this congregation and for the members of this congregation and others who expand the welcome of a God of love and peace to all people. We pray that that expanse might continue to expand throughout the whole world, that everyone might come to know the God of love and peace. As in silence other requests went to you, O God, we pray for them as well. We thank you that you have called us to be your people in this world. Help us to live with courage, with calmness, and with compassion, Make us instruments of your peace and of your love in this world. For this is our heart prayer for this congregation, for each one of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So stand with me and join with me in singing the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray. As you go from this place of worship, may the love of our Father God go with you.